We are in Daf Samach Zayin Amid Aleph. Let us start again from the Memra of Rav Chisde. This is Bemison, more or less the middle of the Amid. Amar Rav Chisde Mitzayre Shenichnas Lefnim Memchitzosoi Pota. A Mitzayre that went into the Mechitze that is possible to be. Like this Aloch is a Mitzayre is nishtalech chutz legimul mechitzus. That means chutz lemachne shchina, chutz lemachne leviyah, chutz lemachne Yisrael. Machne Yisrael was all ayores which were mukav chayme mimayish Yeshua ben Nun. So he was mishtalech chutz from the sholosh machnes. So metzayre shenichnas lefnim mechitzosai, he went into machne Yisrael. So lechayre was over alav, over leyetamos machneyem, Is Potter from Malkis, Shenemar Bodod Yeshev Michutz Lamachna Moshovoi, Bodod Yeshev Levado Yeshev Michutz Lamachna Moshovoi, Akosov Nitkoi Leesen. We had learned last week a Machlekes Rashi in Toisvis. Rashi learns Rav Chisde means to say that it is Allah and Nitik Leesen, and therefore you don't get Malkis. Taisvus learned it's not a lava nitik lesson of pshat is, and the machna of the mitzayre, the Torah said, is no lava, there's only an essa of michutz la machna moishovoi. From this pasuk we learn out that the leyitamuas machneim does not apply by a mitzayre that goes into his machne, and it is only an essay. Eisvei. So now the Gemara asks Akasha and Rav Chisde. We learned a Baraisa, Mitzayre Shenichnas Lefnim Memechitzosoi Barboi. A Mitzayre went into the Mechitzi who is also to go in, so he's like our boy. Zovin Vizovoi Shenichnasu Lefnim Memechitzosoi. I mean, Zovin Vizovis are also in Machna Leviya, which is Harabayis. If they went in lefnim mechitzos, it's also a barboy. V'tomei meis, muter likoneis lemachna leviyah. A tomei meis is permitted to go into machna leviyah. V'loi tomei meis bulvat. Not only a tomei meis is permitted to go into machna leviyah. Amru elafilu meis atzmoi. A meis also is permitted to be brought in to machna leviyah. Shenema vayikach Moshe es atzmes Yosef imoy. Moshe Rabbeinu brought in the atzmes Yosef imoy. So we darshan imoy b'mechitzosay. Just like he was in Machna Leviya, so he brought in atzmes Yosef also to Machna Leviya. So we see from this that a mace is permitted to be brought in to Machna Leviya, the raya from atzmes Yosef. The ponim yofis and parshas chukas is ma'ira, according to those that say that that tzaddikim are not metame, that there's a ramban and parshas chukas, those that meis the neshike, there's no tumis meis, so l'chayre, he says, Yosef a tzaddik, is kind of grace a tzaddik, mestame, as big as Rav Shimon ben Yochai oichet, mestame. So what's the ray, he can bring a meis, into the Kabbalah of Yosef HaTzadik into Machna Leviya, but a mace not. Weiss doch heus that Yosef HaTzadik had Tumas mace. That's what the Panim Yofis says. Now, we have to understand one thing. The Gemara brought a raya from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu brought in Atmos Yosef to Machna Leviya. So we see that a mace is mutter in Machna Leviya. Now, that what a tomei mace is mutter in Machna Leviya, Bachsamir, that is not a raya for Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayikach Moshe has atzmes Yosef imoy, it could be the way he took that tzomis, chveset, maybe it was in a oil that was chaitzit. Because Lechayre Moshe Rabbeinu was not a Tomei Meis.
Because if Moshe Rabbeinu would have been a Tamei Meis, we'd have a terrible problem. The parsha of Shiluach Machnes was said Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Now, so the Tmei Meisim were sent away from Machnes Shechina al Kaponim Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Moshe Rabbeinu was in Machnes Shechina Rosh Chodesh Nisan. He was there, he went to Mataran, he was in the Machnes Shechina. Eifa Pore was first Nischadish, they first made the Pore Adume business. Then you needed Hazoye. So if there was a mitzvah of Shiluach Machnes, what was Moshe Rabbeinu doing there? In Machnes Shechina. So Lechayre Moshe Rabbeinu, from the Loshna Gemara, that is mashma like that. The Gemara brings the Raya, the Gemara just says a statement, a blank statement. V'tomei meis mutal likonis l'machvi l'viyah, period. How I know this? The Gemara doesn't say how I know. V'loi tomei meis bul v'adomu, maybe it's a kavuchayma from a meis, but v'loi tomei meis bul v'adomu, afalo meis atzmoi. The Raya from by a meis is from Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu was Machnes Atmes Yosef in Machne Levi. But let us get back to the sugya. So we see from this Baraisa that a Metzoyre, Shenichnas Lefnim Mimchitzosoi, he gets Malkis. So that's clear, not like Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said, Akosav Nitkoi La'asai. Let us see Rashi. Zov mechitzosoi harabayis. The mechitzah of a zov is harabayis. The osa likoneis b'machna levir k'delakamon shekol atmeyim ein mishtalchim ela min azor. All tmeyim are sent out from the zor, which is machna shchina. Chutz mi zov ubalkeri shemishtalchim af me harabayis. Ve mishtalayach from harabayis, which is machna levir. Metzoyrem mishtaloyach af mimachne Yisrael behayne kol ha'il. Yerushalayim. Machne levie kol har habayis chutz l'chaymes hazore. The chelik that's outside of the chaymes hazore, that is the chelik of har habayis, is outside of the chaymes hazore, is machne levie. Inside the chaymes is already machne shchina. Imoi umoi shelevi hoyo, and it said imoi, so wherever he went, so he was the Machne Levia, so the Atmos Yosef were also brought into Machne Levia. Al Kaponim, we have a kasha and Rav Chisda. Emphat the Gemara, Tanoihi. So the Gemara says, that's true. This Tana holds that a Metzoyre is like it. It's not like Rav Chisda. But there is a Machlokes Tanoim. There's another Tanoim that holds that a Metzoyre is not like it. Who are these Tanoim? The Sanya. Bodod Yeishev Levada Yeishev. Bodod Yeishev means he should be Levada. Shelo Yehutmeim Acherim Yeishvim Imoy. He should not be together with Tmeim Acherim. Yochel Yuzovin Utmeye Mesim Mishtalchim Lamachna Achas. So good, he's alone. He's not together with any of the other Tmeyim. But Zovim Utmeye Mesim. The Pasuk says Vishalchim in Amachna Kol Tzuruah Bechol Zov Bechol Tamei Lenefesh. So I would think the Matzoyre is alone. But the Zovim Utmeye Mesim should be together in one Machne. Talmud loyma v'lo yitamu es machaneihem litein machne loze u'machne loze. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda learns out from machneihem and l'chayre from bodad yeshev mechutz l'machne meishavoy that there are three machnes. From this, that's how he learns out to do. Let us see Rashi. Tanoi the ike tane vleimaisi like laasei. There's one tane that doesn't use this pasuk for anasei. Elolitein loy machne shlishes, and that is Rabbi Yehuda. Seems the whole pasuk bodod yeishe mechutz la machne moishava is coming to tell us that a metzoyre has his own machne. Shelay utmeim acherim yoishvim imoy kigoin zovim utmeim meisim. למדנו לשילוך הישל מצוירה שהוא חומר מכולו. יוכל יוזובין ותמי מייסים משתלכים למחנה אחס, these two would be in one מחנה, תמד לא ימה ולא יתאמו אס מחניהם, תן מחנה לא זה ומחנה לא זה. מי דלא יקסיב מחנום, that's the Rishash's Gilsa, since it doesn't say מחנום, לא יתאמו אס מחנום, says מחניהם, משמי מחנה לכל אחד ואחד. ואוסם תרתי מחנה יקסיב, in that פוסק alone, it says to מחנה, וישלחו מן המחנה, מחוץ למחנה תשלחו, והי מחוץ למחנה דמצוירה, now we have a third, מחוץ למחנה מישו, וליתן לו מחנה שלישס. I don't understand clearly, Rashi seems to say, it's mentioned three machnes, וישלחו מן המחנה, מחוץ למחנה תשלחו, מחוץ למחנה מישו, so mentioned three machnes, so the yitter of three machnes, that's a gilui that the three, that each one has their own machne, there are three separate machnes. The Gemara says the drosha is from machneihem. I mean, the leitamu es machneihem, basically each one has a separate machne. It's unclear why we need these two droshes, machneihem, and then there's three machnes. Al koponim, according to Rav Yehuda, the bodog yeshev michutz lamachna moishoboi, I cannot use to tell me that this is an assay, that if a metzoyre goes into his machne, it's nitik l'assay, because this bodog yeshev michutz lamachna moishoboi, I used to tell me that a metzoyre has his own machne. So it's not miyuter, it's coming for a different purpose in Gans. Rabbi Shimon Oimer Einay Tzorech. Rabbi Shimon says, you do not need this mechutz la machne moishovoi to tell me that a metzoyre has his own machne. I know this without this mechutz la machne moishovoi. How do you know it? Harei hu oimer, it says in the posik, vishalchu min amachne, kol tzorua, v'chol zov, v'chol tomei lenofesh. So it says, you send away all the tmeim out of the machne. So Rab Shimon asks Akasha, he asks, yomar tmeim meis, let it say a tomei meis. Bar yomar tomei zov. Rab Shimon held, that a tomei zov, a zov, is more chomer than a tomei meis. So memele, so Rab Shimon asks a meire de kakasha. So the Torah tells us that a tomei meis is not permitted to remain in the machne, so a zov, which is a greater tomei, sabadigiv, is not permitted to remain in the machne. So then it's superfluous to say, vishalchu min amachne kol zov, I'll figure it out myself. So called b'choymer from a tomei meis. So that's his kasha. Yoymer tomei meis, val yoymer tomei zo, ba'ani oymer tomei meisim mishtalchim, zovin loy kolshke, is lama nema zov. That was Rav Shimon's kasha. If we are speaking about the same machne, that the tomei meis goes out, that you should send out the zov also, I don't need a posik. You can figure this out from a kal b'choymer. Is liten loy machnish niye. So if the Torah said you have to send out a zov, so not from the same machne you send out the tomei meis. That I know with a kal v'chomer. If a tomei meis you send out a zov of ad gevis, a zov is more chomer than a tomei meis. So it's coming v'shalchu min a machne kol zov from a different machne. So the zov is telling me that a tomei meis you send out a machne shchine. And Azov, you send out from Achna Leviyah. Shimon continues, V'yoymar Zov al Yoymar Mitzayra. Let it say that you send away Azov from Achna Leviyah al Yoymar Mitzayra. V'ani Yoymar, and I'll make again a Kal V'choymar. Zovin Mishtalchin. If I can send out Zovin al Mishtalchin Mitzayroin Leikolshke. Zavadigivis, you send out a Mitzayra from Achna Leviyah. Lama nema metzeire. Why do the Torah descend out of metzeire from machne labietz, a kalbachayme from azor? Is liten loy machne shlishes. So that's how koch, the pasuk is coming to tell us, you send out a metzeire from a different machne. You send out a metzeire from machne Yisrael. So memele, Rab Shimon, without any yiturim, figured out, from that that the Torah said, kol tzorua v'chol zov v'chol tomei l'nefesh, the Torah found it necessary to mention each tomei, so from that gufa Rab Shimon figured out that there are three machnas. So memele, so now Rab Shimon has the kasha, shu oimer bodet yeishev michutz l'machna moishoboi, so now we have another pasuk that tells me that a metzoire has a different machne. So the problem is, I don't need this posik. This posik is miyut. I know that a metzoire has a different machne. So a kosev nitkele esei. So this posik, michutz l'machne moishovoi, is not coming to tell me he has a different machne. This posik is coming to tell me that if he went into his machne, it's nitkele esei, michutz l'machne moishovoi. Let us see Rashi. Einoi tzorich hain mechutz l'machne liten loy machne shlishes loy tzioi. To tell us that a metzoire is not in the two machnes. The kulu mehosom nafke. From every, all this you can learn out from that pasuk. Bar kochach kulon chamurim zemize. Betu meisayim. All of them, one is ichem more chomer than the other. So memele. So therefore, the e kulo shavul in your machna is now, if everyone would be shavul, since they are chomel, one is more chomel than the other, and the tumishabem, the e kulo shavul in your machna is lichtev shiluach bekal. So let it just say that the kal is mechuyev for shiluach, vano yodane kol shken de chomel boy shiluach. So yes, the kasha. If it says that you mishalayach atomei mei zov lekolshke, kamei porich my chumrei dizov mitomei mei, how is a zov more chumra than atomei mei? Zok the Gemara weiter. The Gemara, my chumra dizov mitomei meis. Now the Gemara is going to explain this maimer of Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon said that it's miyuta to tell me that a zov is mishtalayach from machne shchine. It's a kalbachayma from atomei meis. In fact, the Gemara, my chumra dizov mitomei meis. So the Gemara answers, she came tume yoitzei olov migufa. Lachera the Gemara means a tomei meis is a tumas mage. That means he's makabel tume through negiye be meis. But he's not a heftse shel tume. He's makabel tume from a mage be meis. Or he finds himself in the oyala meis. Azov is a tume yoitza olav migufe. That means he's a heftse shel tume. He alone is a heftse shel tume. Lachera mochomo. This is only a makabel. He's a yena zaklisheini. He's a klirishin. He's a chetz shel tume. So memele. So forget. So therefore, it's more chomo. Frag the Gemara adarabe. Tome meis chomo shekein tom azo shlishi yushvi. So the Gemara says, it could be that is true. Looking at it in that aspect. That this is a chepze shal tume, and this is, he's a makabel tume, but in the end result, you see the tume that he received, you see what he needs in order to be metayer himself. A tomei meis needs hazor shlishi yeshvi, so you see that it doesn't go away so easy. And azov does not need azov from a paradume. So it's a good kasha. So memele, so there is a chaimel that Tomei Meis has, which a Zov does not have. So now the whole shtik teira of Rab Shimon falls off. Rab Shimon's shtik teira was, I don't need a posik to tell me that you mishalayach a Zov from Machne Shchina. You sure do. It says it's Mishalech Atomei Meis. Yeah, Atomei Meis is Mishalech. So Atomei Meis is a Gevaldik Atomei. Need Hazor Shlishi Yishvi. Masha Enkein Hazor. That doesn't need Hazor. So could be a Namishalech Mimach Neshchina. So you need the Pasuk Legufei to tell me that Hazor Yimishalech Mimach Neshchina. So how's the Mukach that Yimishalech him from Machna Levi? So the Gemara says, you're right. Omakro tomei v'chol tomei. The pasuk says, v'shalchu min amachne kol tzorua v'chol zo v'chol tomei lo nefesh. So let's go by the last mishtaleich. Kol tomei lo nefesh. What's the kol marbe? So kol tomei lo nefesh. It said, v'shalchu min amachne tomei lo nefesh. What's kol tomei lo nefesh? So the kol tomei is marbe other to mismage. A person touched a sheretz. Tomei l'nefesh means he touched a meis. V'chol tomei l'nefesh, he touched a sheretz. So the pasuk is telling us that tomei sheretz is also b'machne shechina. That count v'chol tomei l'nefesh. Omakro, amayakro, tomei. The Torah could have said tomei. V'chol tomei. Why does it say v'chol tomei? The rabbi is tomei sheretz. So now I know the whole Tomei Lenefesh, that a Tomei Sheretz is Mishtaleich Mimach Neshchina. A Tomei Sheretz is a Tumas Eretz. A Tomei Sheretz does not need Hazor. So now I have Vayter Akasha. So why does he have to say Azor is Mishtaleich Mimach Neshchina? Ma'adoch a Tomei Sheretz. Which is Mekabel Tumas. Not a Hevze Shel Tumas. He's Mishtaleich from Machne Shechine, is a Zov, aber der Gewiss ist nicht allein von Machne Shechine. Wie Zov, Chomo, mit Tomei Sheretz, und mein Chum, Reike, der Amor. So der Chomer, of Zov, over Tomei Sheretz. Why does he have to say Zov? So Koch, or Zov is, that we mishalei him from Machne Shechine. Zot Rashi, L'rabeis tomei sheretz lishiluach. B'hu adin l'negei b'nevela v'chol tomei maga v'chol tomei nefesh is marbe all tomes maga v'kiv in the cause of ribuyo. Since the Torah wrote a ribuy l'tmei maga n'ala yitzach l'michtav zov t'choma mitomei sheretz azov azichem o'choma l'natomei sheretz shrei tomei yoitz olov migufay. So my mele, frag the Gemara, still no good. Adarabe, sheretz chomu, shekein metamei ba'oines. So the Gemara asks the kasha as follows. By tume sheretz, if the sheretz fell on the person ba'oines, he had no intentions, no rotzen to be metame himself, he's still tame. The by to mesheretz it's oynes keratz. Ashein came by ziva. We learn out mi b'soroi machmas b'soroi v'loy machmas onsoi. If a zaitik is zive was meirer the ria of ziva, achile shtiye kvitze. So memeila there's no tumas ziva. So lachayre. So what does the Gemara mean to say? So we find kulis in tumas ziva. He only has to see ziva in a certain oifen. If it was in a different oifen, he's not tummy. That's a psakula. Tume sheretz doesn't have this. So tume sheretz is a chumre that ziva doesn't have. So memela, as long as there's a chumre, then you can't learn out ziva from sheretz. So memela, you need a pasuk legufe to tell me that a zov also is mishtalech mimachne shchina. How do you jump to machne leviyah? Omri, emphat the Gemara, ki haigavne, the tume, that tume sheretz is, the tume sheretz is a tumes erev. He's tomei, and he tables himself, he comes toir at night. A tumes erev, zov nami temuyi mitame bo'ines. The aloche is a zov, after the first rie is a tomei tumes erev. After the second rie, that is a tomei tumes shivet. On the second Riyah, the Riyah that gives a chaymer of Tumashiva, So there the halacha is that it has to be roye machmas psori v'loy roye machmas onsoi. But the first riyah, which is a tumas erev, so memele there is a filo roye machmas onsoi also. So memele, whatever zov has, whatever tumas erev says, zov also is. That means that thing that it can become tome tumas erev with machmas onsoi. That's true. A zov lemaisa becomes tomei tumas erev machmas oines. So the chomer that a sheret says, the maga sheret says, he also is. And besides that, he's a bigger tomei. The gemara is tomei, it's a tomei machmas gufoi. So memele, so it's more chomer. So it doesn't have to say zov at all. So koch zov is coming to tell us that he's mishtaleach mi machna lebi. Now the Gemara brings a raya that the Riyah Rishayin is metama boinis. Zav nami tamui metama boinis kid a Rav Huna. The Omar Rav Huna, Riyah Rishayin o shel Zav metama boinis. So memele, so therefore we could learn out without a posik of Zav, I would know that a Zav is mishtaleyach. Mimachne shchine, so called the person is coming to tell us is mishtaleich mimachne lebi. So the Sirashi, and of some sign of a dollar, two lines from the bottom. Zav einay metame machmas oines, imro machmas machal, umishte, oichoyli, oikvitze, kdiyama bemesachas nida bepeit naiskusim. Mibsavai v'loi machmas oinze. There shouldn't be a zaiti kesibe that brings on the riyah. Mishaninon ki haigavne for a tumas erev zov tmui nami mitame ki going tumas tmei sheretz shein elo tumas erev. Zov nami mitame boinez ki going beriyah rishayne shein bo elo tumas erev v'iskish l'shich vazera. The yezive is the same like a riyah of shich vazera by the first riyah. The chsiv zois teiras azov, v'shehteitze mimenu shich vazera. V'haino riyah rishayne, v'loimone bei b'haikra elo chod yezive, teiras azov. Tos linim basal minyone dekho, you look how often the teira mentions zive. Kedem rinim megillah, mona kosev shtayim, vekorei tome, the terse twice zive, that means two riyas, three times zive, that means three riyas. Metame boines, but the first riyas metame boines. Mahay hekesh kufen avkalei l'ravune. Ma keri metame boines, imro machmas roi machol omishte, tegabi keri loiksiv miyute. Avriya rishayne shel zov metame boines. Zov doime leloiven beya amuzeres. Zive is doime to the white of an egg that's not fertilized. Shechmezera doime leloiven beya she'ein amuzeres. That is fertilized. So memele, so there's a greater consistency by shechmezera than by zive. It's looser. Zok de Gemara weiter. So now, al kaponim, we figured out that a zov is mishtaleach mimachne leviye, because mimachne shchine I could learn out from Tomei Sheret. The person is coming to tell me that you mishaleach him from machne leviye. Now, Rav Shimon said another cheshbon, that why does it say mitzayre, kol tzorua, to tell me that a filo mimachne Yisrael? Why? Because if it's coming to tell me machne leviye, doesn't have to say, ma'ador, zov is mishtaleich mimachne leviye, abad gibis mitzayre, v'koch mitzayre is coming to machne Yisrael. Fact, the gemore, my chumre de mitzayre mizor. Where do you see that a metzayre is more chomer than zov? Both are a heftze shel tume, so mainly you don't have the chomer what zov is over tumes mage. So the Gemara says she came tone priya uprime ba'osor betashmish amite. Nachsmer, we see a moiridike beer. When we look at a metzore, we look at it as we look in the Musar Shaboy, Bodo Yeshev Mechutzla Machna Moy Shaboy, that since he was Mafrid by Nishli Ishtoi, so he should be Bodo Yeshev. Priya Prima, we look at it as it's Onshim, it is Onshim. But the Gemara seemed to learn that these are halachas that the Tum is Machayev. And Bodo Yeshev is also the Din Tumah. It could be that if he suffers from it, so that's anoinish. But the halacha that he's also b'machni Yisrael, the halacha that he needs priyo prime and also b'tashmish amitit, tumas metzoyre is mechayiv this. So tumas metzoyre is mechayiv him chumris which no other tomei has. The dinim atomei is not allowed to go in certain machnas, but more than that, we don't find any of our lochis. And priyo prima is megadol, saroi is begodov is nekroim. He's also betashmish amita, the Gemara learned, this is mehilcha is tumis tzorua, that the tumis is mechayiv such a lochis. So memela, this is a very chomadike tumis. No other tumis shav such a lochis. So Mamela, so that's a chayma that Tzorua has over Zof. Frag the Gemara, Avarabi Zof Chomu, Shekei Metame Mishkov, Umoyshov, Umetame Klicheres Behesem. Frag the Gemara, no, you're telling me that there's a chayma that a Tzorua has over a Zof. That's correct. But I'll tell you a chayma that a Zof has over a Tzorua. Azov is metamei mishkov omoishov, metamei klicheres beheset, and the metzor is not. So memele, so each one is a chayma. So memele, so that's the case. If we'd only say zov, I wouldn't even know that you send out a metzor for machna levi. If you tell me a pasuk, it's on the mouth for machna levi. Let us see Rashi. Priya Saroish Gidol Seyer. Mechuyev to let his hair grow. Prima Bibgodim. V'osor betash mishamite. Kedachsi v'yoshav michutz la'oholoi. Ve'inoholoi elo ishtoi. L'manda omar b'moyed kotten tal v'choyme l'imei chalute. Ikei chum retuve. Now, this pasuk v'yoshav michutz la'oholoi is speaking about Bimeis Foroi. That means, after he became Uznirpo Atzoras Minatzorua, Zois Teiras HaMetzoyre, then he comes to the Koyin, and then the Koyin made the Shteitziporim Chayes, and that process of Tare, and afterwards he counts 7 days. Now, in these 7 days, that's called Bimeis Foroi, then it says, V'yoshav Chutz Mi'oloi, that he's also Betash Mishamite. So Rashi says, there's a machlokes now, if, but the din, when he was a tame, now the tara process has started already. He's on his way to tara, and he's also the tashmishamit. So Rashi says as follows. According to the man, the yom, alaman, the yom, a kalvo chayim, li mei chalutoim, that we learn how a kalvo chayim, a madach, li mei sforo, is also betash, mishmita, kols, kols can be mei chaluto, ike chum retuve, so you see, it's mochama. Ulaman, the oma, I mei sforo, idavke. But if you say, I mei sforo, idavke, so me meile, filohoche, chum re, mio hi, Iluzov loimitzer midi betashmish. Now let us just explain what Rashi is bothering. Rashi had a shreklache problem. Rashi had a problem. Our Gemara is saying that the pasuk is coming to tell us that the pasuk of a metzori, you send out a metzori chutz l'mishalch min amachna kol tzorue is iberik. I can figure it out from Azov. How can you figure it out from Azov? So Gemara says, Kalmuchayma, that Madach Azov is also B'machne Shechine, Maar de chazom is als de bemachne levie. Maar de gewiss, een metzeire is als de bemachne levie. Dat is iberig. So wat de maadog? No, metzeire is mohammed en azal. Metzeire is als de betash mishamite. Now, if we will say that a metzeire is als de betash mishamite is a metzeire bimei sfor. And now this metzeire is grad, is only also the machne shchine. The metzeire, he's mutter machne levie, he's better than azog. He's better than azog. The metzeire, and that places his chalik on Rashi, the metzeire that is also be machne levie, and we want to say it's also afilu be machne Yisrael, that metzeire, that also be tashmi shamite. So Rashi had a terrible problem over here. If you hold that a metzoyre b'mechalut is also betash m'shamit, so talking about that metzoyre. That metzoyre is also betash m'shamit. He's more chomer than azot. So why does the Torah have to tell me that you sent him out chutz l'machne levi? So koch, the pasuk from Tamir, chutz l'machne Yisrael. But if a metzoyre b'mechalut is muta betash m'shamit, and he... And that Metzayr b'mei Sfora is also betash mishamite, and he lemaise is muta b'machna leviyah. So the whole thing klepzach nish. So that was bothering Rashi. Raman di oma y'mei Sfora davke, afilochi chumra miyohi. He has such a chumra. The ilu zav loy mitzel midi betashmish. The nachsmer other side chumra miyahi. That means because every mitzoyre will eventually become a bimei sfora. That means so every mitzoyre has this issa eventually. So memeila, and it all started from tumis tzarua. So memeila, that's also called a chumra. We're speaking about bimei chalutoi. Not speaking about Bimei Sfori, but Al Kaponim, every Mitzoyre possesses in his Tume the eventuality that this Tume will eventually Asatash Mishamite. So that's also called a Chumre. So it's called a Chumre now Bimei Chalutai. That's what Rashi says. Let us just see the small Toises, the third Toises, but also the Tash Mishamite Toises does not want to be Soivel this chat. Taisus command on perkam with the moed cotton, the muchlet also betash mishamite. If you hold muchlet as mutter betash mishamite, Taisus did not hold that this is any chumra whatsoever. Can you stand to have two chasimus? That's what Taisus held. But upon the Rashi wants to say the Gemara is going to leave the kulal. So the Gemara asked, what are you telling me that a metzoyre is more chumra than a zot? Because it's also priya prima, yeah. So the Gemara says, you know, Azov also is a chayma. Oise mishkavoy umayshavoy avatume letamei odom anegeye boy tuma chamure letamei begodim shalom afofish loy nogu habgodim bemishkav. Azov has a tume. And if a Zov, which is an Ovatume, if he lies on a Mishkav, the Mishkav also becomes an Ovatume, and this is an Ovatume that if a person will touch this Mishkav, his begodim will become Tome. So in the Mela, he has a Mishkav Chamure, that's Metama Mishkav, that's Metama Atume Chamure. Aru Metzoyre, Ah, Ogar, Desanye Betoyres Koyinim, Oysa Mishkav Omoyshav, it also makes a Mishkav Omoyshav, Rashi says, "Lava avatume." The Mishkav and Moshe of Metzayre is not an avatume. Latame yodam, latame begodim, and latame yoichlem amashkin. So Memeila says, "So the Mishkav of a Metzayre is a rishin latume. So it's only matame yoichlem amashkin. So that's pshat the pirche. Pshat the pirche is mal is zol that makes a Mishkav chamura. It's matame yodam begodim." Afuki the Mishkav of Metzayr is only Metama Oifl and the Mashk. Al Koponim, we can't learn out Metzayr from Zov, because Zov is a Choyme that Metzayr does not have. It's Metama Mishkav of Moshav, Atume Chamur. So the Gemara, Oh, and what else? Umetamek licheres pesach. Let us see the next Rashi. Another choymer, the zov has, which a matzor doesn't have. Umetamek licheres pesach. The chassid uklicheres asher yiga boy hazov yishovel. A zov touches a klicheres, you have to break it. Vistani v'teres koymin. Yochel afilu noga boy hazov me'achayrov. A zov touched it from the outside. It's also tamek, yei tamek. Talmud loyma asha yiga boy in it. L'holon loyma asha tevush al boy. Ma boy oma l'holon me aviro. You cook in the avir of the keli. Av boy oma kan in the metamba b'maga elam aviro. So it's only metamba b'aviro. That's the deal of a cliche. This is only metamba me aviro and not me gavir. In Cain is tractatory as Cain. It's only metamba me aviro. So what does it say? The pasuk says of Sayichas Azov et Onrigen a klicheres that becomes tummy. What's the yichas of Azov over here? Everyone who every avat tume that enters the avir of a klicheres is metame the klicheres. Perish uma cholad boy. What's the difference between a zot or my hoise boy bekliheres becoming a zot with mishatumis? And for the teraskoini be magoi shehu kekulei habaim as the aseto. There is a magoi that's considered like he was touched the whole keli, something that includes the inside of the keli, by being mesit the keli, by moving the keli. And moving the keli, so Hesed is considered ke'ilu who was noga mitoichai. So that's a chiddush that is the atume that the Hesed of Azov is metama klicheres. And for the Gemara. So now we're stuck. So why is mitzoire miyuta? You need mitzoire legufa. You can't learn out from Zov. Because Zov is a chaymer over Mitzayre, that a Zov is Metama Mishka v'Moshe, Mitzayre is not Metama Mishka v'Moshe. And for the Gemara, Omakro Zov, the Posse could have said Zov, V'chol Zov, but the Torah said V'chol Zov, the Rabbi is Balkeri, tell me that a Balkeri is also Mishtaleach, Imachna Leviyim. So now that I know that a Balkeri is Mishtaleich and Imachna Leviyim, a Balkeri is not Metame Mishka Vomoshe, a Balkeri is not Metame Dakliches Pehesev, a Balkeri is a Poshet Etume. Umach Umrei, well, that's Balkeri, Umetzei Rechom Umi Balkeri. So Memele, if I know from Kol Zot, that a Balkeri is Mishtalayach Mimachna Leviyah. But the Givis, I'm a Tzayvah. I'm a male of Idis of the state Tzaruah, but tell me that he's Mishtalayach Mimachna Yisrael. Rek the Gemara, Adarabe, Balkeri Chomo Shekei Metame B'mashu. A Balkeri is Metame B'mashu. There's no shir to the Shikva Zera. A Mashu of Shikva Zera is Metame. Mashu Enkei. I am a Torah, you need a size of a grit. Time. So Al Kaponi makes this, so there's a shear here by Tumas Keri, it's a kosher, by Tumas Mitzayre, it's a grit. So Memele, so we see a shear in how he becomes tummy. He becomes tummy with a masho, he only becomes tummy with a grit. He says, so the Gemara, that's the Gemara's Pirche, that's the Gemara's Pirche. So the Gemara answers, Sava lo ki Rav Nosson. That Rav Shimon holds like Rav Nosson. Tesanya Rabbi Nosson, Oymar, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Zav Tzorek, Kachasim Espi Ha'omo. That a Zav, the amount of zive that will be metama zov, if there's enough zive that chosim the piya omo, and then he's tamay. If there's less than that, So he's not Tomei. So we have a shir already. And we'll see the Gemara held that this shir is either equivalent or greater than a gift. It's also a shir, not a mashu. That's by a zot. The Hoidalei Chachomim, Chachomim HaKhoilek on Rabbi Shmuel. But Kaponim, according to Rabbi Shmuel, by a zot, there's a shir of Chsimas Pi Ha'oma. The Itkish Lei Balkeri Lezot. And now we have a Hekish Balkeri Lezot. So Mamelia Balkeri also has this shir of Chsimas Pi Ha'oma. So Mamele, so now, so let's get back to the Limut. So Mamele, a mitzvah is not in any way killed than a balkeri. The chsimis piyama is either greater or equivalent to a gift, and a mitzvah is more chomer than a balkeri, because a mitzvah is needs a priya prime. So mele, so why does it have to say mitzvah? Al-Kolchach, it's coming to tell us that, that you send them out from a different machne. Yankiv Erman was once Ma'ire, a very good Ha'ore. He asked by Tumis Mitzoire, there's a din, he's only Tomei Al-Pikoyim. That means the Nega is not sufficient. The Koyim has to say that he's Tomei. So why isn't this considered a kula over Balkeri? A Balkeri is a Balkeri. You don't have to say he's Tomei. He's Tomei. Here, it's not sufficient that he saw the Nega. The Kohen has to be Metamim. So L'chayre, this should be a Chumre that Keri has over Metzayre. What is the Rashi? So Rashi, Zor v'chol Zor, l'rabbeis Keri kizor. Given this Rabbi Balkeri l'shtaleya chutz l'shtay machnes, v'yitzbrich metzoyre, the chumre mi Balkeri, upachinen mai chumre, what is the chumre of Balkeri, what is the chumre of metzoyre over Balkeri, kedamora, v'kiven do lo yitzbrich, v'kot v'y rachmone, liden loy machnes shlishes, v'rak de gemora ad rabbi, a Balkeri is metame b'mashu, k'ein chaldu, בפוחס מכאן במסכת נידה. מצוירי שירי כגריס בטרס קיינם. So the Gemara answers כחסימס פי האומו. כדי סתימס נקב פי המוסוי. You need such a שיר of זיווה. די יאלף לא מהכתים פסורו יזויבוי במסכת נידה. ויס כשבל קרי לזו כדכסים זויס יותר אותו זו ושתית מנשיך וזדרת. Mazov Torah Chesimis Piyo Omo HaBalkeri also need this. Alma Metzayre Chomo. So now, Metzayre Chomo, the Ozolei Pilcha the Cholshu. That Pilcha of Cholshu is already non-existent. Yitzach Litem Lai Machnesh Lishis. Zokti Gemara Vayke. So now, this is now the, we just analyzed the Drosha of Rav Shimon. He says, Rab Shimon said that it is not necessary, if they all would be Mishtaleach from one Machne, it would not be necessary to write Zov and Tzeruah. So that was the Torah was Moisev, Zov and Tzeruah, the Torah wanted to tell us that they're sent out in different Machnes. Track the Gemara weiter. V'chol Tzeruah Lomoli. Why does it say kol tzeruah? From the kol tamei lenefesh, we learned out kol tamei mage. Kol zov, we learned out balkeri. What's the kol tzeruah malbe? So the Gemara says, I did the chsiv kol zov, chsiv nami kol tzeruah. There's no reason to, we don't have any legitimate reason why we need the kol tzeruah. The Sfasames asks Amoyre de Kekashe. He says, what is the halacha by a Metzayre Muska? Before you machlet him, he's a Muska. He says, the halacha is also the Machni Yisrael. He says, he doesn't have these chumres of a,
He doesn't have the chumras of a metzayra mukhlas. He doesn't need priya prime. That's it. Metzayra mukhlas needs priya prime. Metzayra mukhlas is also betash mishamit. A musga doesn't have these yisur. Avapikain is also b'machni Yisrael. So the kert, he racks his brains, why is he also b'machni Yisrael? According to Rab Shimon. According to Rab Shimon, the whole reason we figured out that the posik by Tzeruah, well, they can't tell us machna levia because it's Muhammad than Abal Keri. That the Chayma Priya Prima, so Al Kochoch is coming to tell us Machni Yisrael. So this was only said by a Metzayre Muchlet. A Metzayre Muzger doesn't have these Chumras, so forget, so a Metzayre Muzger, you don't know that he's not Mochomo, he's not the good, maybe it's equivalent to a Balkari, but not Mochomo. So Metzayre Muzger, you don't know. So the Melan, the Gemara asked Akashe, the Chol Tzeruah, so it's Pachkevaldik, we just found an Oitzer. Kol Tzeruah, the law is like that a Metzayre Muzger is also a Machne Yisrael. So we found an Oitzer, that Kol Tzeruah is Marbe, Afilu, Kol Tzeruah is Marbe, Afilu, a Metzayre Muzger, and the Gemara, so they make this effect, that is nothing but to be Marbe. That is what Hemis is Kash. Fragt die Gemorre, wer Rabbi Yeshua, Shaper Koma. Gemorre, Rabbi Yehuda, Shaper, Rabbi Yehuda, Shaper Koma, Rabbi Shimon. Fragt die Gemorre, Rabbi Yehuda, so comes on now, according to Rabbi Shimon, the Chutzla Machna Moishavoy is coming to be Menatek, because you don't need a Legufoy. Fragt die Gemorre, Rabbi Yehuda, Shaper Koma, Rabbi Shimon. Like a gerecht. So why do you, the Arshan Chutzla Machna Meshovi, to tell me a Metzayre is also the Machna Yisrael? Ask me this, Vasemis asked, what's the kash? The whole Rabbi Shimon is only working with Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds that the Tumah V'Bal Keri is Simis Pihomo. According to Rabbi Shmuel, it's Yevalim. But we don't pass them like Rabbi Shmuel, pass them like the Chachamim. So Bal Keri is b'mashu, so finished. You don't have any limit at all by Metzayre. Metzayre is not more humble than a Bal Keri. Fakir, the Bal Keri is one time. She needed legufoy. So fakir, they need a pasuk to tell me. The effect is vasemes. Upon the Gemara fragment, the Gemara fragment said that Rav Shimon is meiridik. So according to Rav Yehuda, why does he need Mechut Lamachna Moishovet? And for the Gemara, Ahu mi boile lichtesanya. So Rabbi Yehuda says, this problem that Rabbi Shimon had, why should it have to say Zov? Why should they have to say Metzoyre? The Kosh came from Tomei Meis. Lichtesanya, there's a Baraisa that speaks about it. Rabbi Lezer Oimel, the halacha is that by if Roy Betzibur are Tmei Mesim, so then they can bring a Kolben Pesach Betume. But who brings the Kolben Pesach Betume? The Tmei Mesim. The Metzeroim and the Zovim do not bring the Kolben Pesach Betume. They also. It was only Hutra for Tomei Nefesh. The Gemara, Yochel, Dochke, Zovim, the Metzeroim. V'nichnusu la'azore be'pesach abo betume Yochel, Yecha, Yovim. I would think, and a Pesach Habo Betume, if a Metzayra will come in, he's envious, all the Tmei Mesim in the Azore, he'll also go in. So I would think he should be Chayiv Korot, because by him there's no heter of Kolben Pesach. He's not permitted to bring his Kolben Pesach. Only Roiv Tziba Tmei Tumas Meis. Tamad Loima, Vishalchu, Mina Machne, Kol Tzorua, V'chol Zov, V'chol Tomei Lonofish. So he darshins as follows. Bishor shetmeye meisim mishtalchem. You know when there's a chiyuv koris, and when one is in the azor, when a tomei is in the azor, is bishalchu min amachne kol tomei lanofesh. When you send away the tmeye meisim, so then zoven mitzayroim mishtalchem. Then even if they don't go out, the chiyuv koris. Aber ein tmeye meisim mishtalchem, but as man. When Tmei and Mesim are not Mishtalchen, and Zovna Metzeroi Mishtalchen, So if a character is there, so it's not sure it's allowed to be there, has to be shown. But Al Kapolim Kores met doch nicht sein. So you have a besondere Xeris HaKosov, that this man, that Roy of Tzibur is bringing a Korban Pesach Betume, so that may, the Zodim and Tzeroim are not the Chayiv Kores. Let us see Rashi. וכל דחסים גבי מצוירה, מי מרבי גבי דין מצוירה, שפק אמר רב שמעון, זה מהפק להם, הוא קרא דין שילוחן, ולא אמר לקרוא אחינה, הוא צרוע וזול רבי לזר עושה, רק השינו לתום המס, ופויטרוי מן היקורס בפסח הבא בתומן. ואף אגב לא אישטרי לו הוא לחתחילה בביאס מידוש, אם לא דנה פרמידת תקומן, אין פרמי מס ומשתלסן גם פסח הבא בתומן, איש דריק דולר בשמייטן, אם צריך מצורה משטלכן, שילוחן הראשון בקורס, זאת אומרת, זה נורמל שילוח, זה לא כל יחייב קורס. היא לך, תחילו לא איש תראו, זה דנה פרמידת הגול, זאת תומי לנפש גול לרחמונה, זה אין ציבור נידוחם, זה ציבור, זה פרמידת תבין גקור בפסר, זה דווקא תומי לנפש, לא בשאר תומס נידוחם, אבל מי הוא ההני הקשר לפויטרון מן היקורס. אבל הקשר, זה הקשר על קפונם הלפס, that if they do go in, they're part of Amkoris. Let us see Taisves. Zog Taisves, there was a girse we had before, Zovin v'zoveish shenichnesu lifnim mimchitzosom barboi, which means that a Zov and a Zova that go into Machna Leviye, they get Malkus. There was a girse, Zovin uboy aloi nide shenichnesu. That a boy nide, that since the tume, that he takes over, or he takes over also her tume, so memele, so there was a girse that a boy nide is like a boy if he's nichnes lamachna levia. Riva loi goras uboy aloi nide spadi zovin, domino lakama boy nide ketome meis, the machnais, but the sefta lesser. Fakel taboyl nide is mutter the machna levir. Mai chumre de zov shekein tume yoytze megufay. The Gemara says, what's the chaymer of zov over a tome meitz? The Gemara says, because a zov is tume yoytze megufay. Hu adin, davi motzi le meimer shekein metame mishka v'moyshe v'klicheres peheset kidul kamon. The Gemara could have said, Ahaloch edik echoyma. This is the Psa, Ahalom desh echoyma. Malkin said, Ahaloch edik, like the Gemara says later, that Azov is more chomad than a metzoyre. Elo nichol elamin kat chumri, leimotri lemeima lohu besomach gabay chomer bezov mi bemen metzoyre. When the Gemara, it's later the Gemara, the more wanted to keep this up its sleeve. It's later by metzoyre and Zov. You can't say that Zov is a chomer. That it's a tumah migufa, because mitzvah is also tumah migufa. So that's what the Gemara wanted to say, but even though later you don't have this chayma, but now el gabi a tumah meis, is another chayma that zov has over tumah meis, that's tumah yaitse migufa. Kagavne zov nami tmuye metama boine. So the Gemara says, what did you say? There's a chayma. Oh, magasheret. Oh, was all that a magasheret is metama ba'ines, and Azov is only metama ba'rotin. So the Gemara says, no. Azov is also metama ba'ines al kaponim d'ri rishayne, v'atum asaret. Tema l'rashbe. Akati sheret chomo, shemetamei b'cha adoshet. Asha'en kein b'zov, azov is not metame b'chadoshe, amnosen b'kmina lo, the boy chsimes p'ya oma. Ha'metvei afilu mikikris, ki the mukhach b'somach, the tvei is debatable, the moira on teis, but al kaponim, what is teis with kasha? Teis with asks, we have a kule that azov, Azov, the Gemara says that Azov is killed when a Metzayre. Azov is Metame Bechsimis Piyome, and the Metzayre is Metame Bekegris. So what that is gewesen, that Bechsimis Piyome is larger than a gris. It's larger than a gris. So memele, so it's larger than a gris, mesam etzicha larger than an adosha. Adosha is smaller than a gris. So memele, so let the Gemara say, how could you learn out mitzayre from how could you learn out zo from sheret? Gemara said that you learn out zo from tamei sheret. Tamei sheret, funny tamei tamezarev, and it's a matter whatever tamei sheret says, zo is also tamezarev, the tefillin is also. But the Taisus know that tamei sheret is a chumre over Zav. Zav, the Shia Tume, is Molaim, is the Chsimis Pihama, which is larger than a Gris, and Sheretz is Adosha, which is smaller than a Gris, so there's a chayma of Sheretz over Zav. That's Taisus Kash. The Sfasemis wants to say a very interesting Teretz. He wants to say that this Shia of Chsimis Pi Ha'oma is dependent on every person who becomes Azov. The Tzabashpo, the halacha is that Afila Koton Ben Yoimoy is Metame Bezive. Metame Bekeri is Metame Bezive. So Memele and another Mevug is also Metame Bezive. So he says, so in Chsimis Pi Ha'oma there's a Kula and a Chumre. That means like this, or this. So, since Ziv is metame by a cotton ben yoimoy, so memele, the chsimis piyom of a cotton ben yoimoy is less than adoshe. So memele fakel, so it's more chomer than a sheret. That what the Gemara says, the Gemara says that a metzoire is kill than zov, because metzoire is more chomer than zov. And the Metzayir is Gris, and this is Chsimis Piyama. That's also true. Because Nodam Mevuge, you also need Chsimis Piyama, and that is greater than a Gris. That's how the Sfasemis on Sefem for Taisus was Kasha. Vayimer, but Taisus was an Ochis to the Seretz. Vayimer, the first that he wants to say, Dim Hoyo Mefazrin O Adosho Ye Yoyser Mechsimis Piyama O Migris. He says, what the Taisus was saying, that a sheret is more chomo. A sheret is bakadash, it's more sheret. So Taisus, that's not true. L'cheir, Taisus means if a adosha has a oivi also. It's not only size is very small. I think that Taisus means if you grind it and spread it out, so it could be an adosha is a larger shetach than chsimis piyama and the gris. But doichi, Taisus is not like this. The nirala taret, the ikala meima, Tomei meis yechiyach, the bekizayis. Taisus has a different teret. What's your kasha? You're asking, I would not know zov from Tomei sheret, because Tomei sheret is mohomo, it's adosha. Na zov is chsimis biyomo. Fine. So my mail is, I couldn't know machne shchine from Tomei Sheret, because Tomei Sheret is more chomer. The Tachtoisvis, I'll say, Tomei Meis Yechia. Tomei Meis, the Shir is Kezayis. Tomei Meis is Metame Kezayis, and it's also also by Machne Shrine. So Memele, and a Kezayis is bigger than a Gris. So Memele, so Tomei Meis Yechia, even though it doesn't have a small Shir, it's also Nishtaleich mi Machne Shrine. I'm Ale Tomei Mei Shekein Tzorech Hazor Gimel Zayin is Tomei Sheret Shechia. So Taisu Benir Latat, Ikla Meima Tomei Mei Shechia, the big Zayin. Chipor Besomach Adar Abbe Balkeri Chomo, yeah, period. So Memele, so therefore there's no Pirche of Sheret is Chomo of Kadosh, you can say Tomei Mei Shechia. Taisvis vechi porich besomoch adarabe balkeri chomo shkemetame b'mashu. Vashach tamei meis shechir. So l'cheira Taisvis says, if we have now an eitz of tamei meis, so l'cheira, why isn't this a teret on the kashe from balkeri? The Pesach says, "So ein mishulach elachutz lemachna achas." V'shom roitzi shi mitzoyre mishtalechutz l'shtei machmes kabal keri. So Pesach says beautifully. Pesach says as follows. That the Gemara later, when we're speaking about why do I need a pasuk by mitzoyre, to tell me that a mitzoyre is mishtalech limachna leviye, halvachayme from Balkari. So the Gemara is a good kasha. I was a couple from Balkari. Male Balkari, she came with tamer b'mashu. So what do you say? And the mitzoyre needs a grit. So what will you say? Tamei meishich is. What are you talking? Tamei meish bechlal is not mishtalech limachna leviye. So here I can use Tamei Meis, but by Machne Shechina I can use a Chochav Tamei Meis.